You're listening to the show about places of lucidity and sassy bats. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Hello.
Are you talking?
I'm talking to you.
To me?
To you.
So Alex doesn't have to come back on?
Nope.
Oh.
That's why I was screaming, Abby, in the chat.
I was just about to...
Oh, no.
I haven't
ruined
started.
It.
It's okay. It saves my game automatically.
All right. Well, you'll get a break because I've just been talking to Denise so far.
Okay.
So you retire to the luggage rack.
Yes.
Or wherever. I don't know if that was facetious or not.
It's perfect size.
And you begin to rest. Now, as we all know, you can't sleep.
Right.
And that has not changed. But you sort of relax in your own mind and reflect on the day and enjoy the quiet or make your own noise. I don't know how Rafina relaxes. The lack of calliope may be very disturbing. I'm not sure.
I entertain myself by making snoring noises.
Okay, got it. It's very, very convincing. And eventually you feel something on your hand. This little tickling on your hand.
What is that? What is that? Is that a worm?
You look down. It is not a worm, but it is similar. It is a very large centipede.
Ooh, large?
Very large. You recognize the centipede.
Oh, yay. Yay, I almost forgot. Is that you?
You almost squished it.
Yeah, exactly.
Plot point destroyed.
I was going to say, yes, hello, Mr. Centipede. Please move because I'm about to squish you. But no, now I don't have to.
Yep.
Bernard,
and it's looking up at you. Yes. Yes,
hey,
it is.
How are
hello.
You?
Hello. I'm okay. It's been hard keeping up with you all.
Well, yes, we moved from hotel to hotel. It's very hard to find, to keep track of us, I know.
I feel like there's good things happening overall, at least in terms of my perspective. I don't know
really?
What's going on. Yes. Like, there's something, like I said before, it has something to do with Will and Bathwack, and something's happening there. Like, what's happening?
Well, I just don't want to jinx it, but there's too much going on, Bernard, for me to really say anything for sure. But what
okay.
are you sensing? I want to understand from your teeny perspective way down there what you're all excited about.
There's something connecting them, and I feel like it's strengthening.
Oh, well, there's the crowns.
Okay.
You don't think it's the crowns? I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't seem to be able to take the crowns off.
Yeah.
Something I just,
more yeah, imperceptible.
There's some kinship going on that is just so unlikely that it's really perfect. It's great. But you can't really mention it to them because then they,
right.
you know. Yeah, no.
I know. I think that's like why I can't like show up. It's like the same kind of thing, you know?
I see. Yes. Well, we do have this new buddy, Shimi. Have you seen mm-hmm. Shimi?
Yeah, he's been around you guys, that kid.
Yeah. Seems like he's given Will a run for his money.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay, good. I think it could be a good thing, but we'll see. As long as you aren't suspicious of him.
I don't know. I'm a centipede. It's hard for me to judge people.
Well,
are you suspicious?
I'm not suspicious of anybody ever, except for when I am, and then it's a problem.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so you're not of Shimi right now, so there's no problem?
I don't know. We were surprised that he was able to steal from Will. Because Will is usually much more alert and paranoid than that.
Have you ever tried to steal from Will?
Oh, I should.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fun.
You should do that.
What's something I should try to steal from him? I guess it doesn't matter. I can just reach into his pocket and take anything.
Yeah, anything.
All right. I will.
Oh, I miss you guys.
We miss you too. When you were the dog, you were so fluffy and cute. I hope you can come back, but I hope it's not because, like, Will or Bathwack are dead or something. That would not be the right reason.
No, I think that would be bad.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a good reason.
Are you going to come with us on the race tomorrow?
Maybe. I'll be nearby, at least. I've been trying to stay nearby.
There'll be a lot of feet there, though, so don't get stepped on.
I won't. I'll stay tucked in some crack or crevice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So, if you see any large keys, let us know.
Okay. I will. It sounds like you guys know where they all are. Or at least have a pretty good sense.
Well, right. But if a sooty gang person has one, we don't, it's not like we know which one.
Sure.
So I think that's the one that we're going to have trouble with. But anyway, I don't want to bore you with all these details.
Wait a second. Wait. And the centipede turns and like lifts up and points away from you into the other room and out towards the hallway.
Is that a mating ritual?
No, not now, Rafina. There's something happening.
What? Where?
Something bad.
What?
Something. It's with Will and Bathwack.
What should I do?
Go. Bring me. Go. Carry me. Let's go.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. And he scurries into one of my lanky pocket sacks.
All right. Great. All right. And you rush out. And now I need... Hello.
Hey.
All right. So you're standing sentinel watching the door, getting drunk on Bufflin whiskey?
I'm just sipping it.
Okay, fine.
Thinking about the day. Well, I lost my playing cards some time ago, or I gave them to somebody. I can't remember what happened.
It was a long time ago.
So then I bought that card stock and a pen. I'm slowly drawing my own set of playing cards.
Okay. It's a nice way to spend the time.
So that's what I'll do.
Got it. Rafina has retired to the other room and seemed to be taking a little snooze on the luggage rack. So you find yourself in relative privacy. So you are working on your cards. And all of a sudden, you feel this sudden weight in one of your, I don't know if pockets is the right word, but like you've these little pouches on you, like most people do, that carry your things in, and you feel this weight appear very definitively. It's very noticeable.
Well, I'll take my pack off or lift it up off the ground and set it on the counter on the bar.
Yep.
And try to see what's making the weight.
Got it. And you peer in, and sitting there just on top of everything else, it is a somewhat familiar object. It is what appears to be a glass clear orb, very similar to the orb that you picked up in the middle of the woods that soon afterwards you became very short. And this one, instead of being filled with this green smoke, is filled with a swirling purple smoke.
I'll roll it out in front of me on the top of the table.
Okay. It's sitting there in front of you.
Just gonna look at it for a little while. What's the smoke doing?
Swirling around. Indistinctly.
Can you hear me?
And you feel like you maybe hear something, but it's very faint.
I'll put my hand on the orb. Who are you?
Okay. Will lost me. Please bring me back to Will.
Who should I say I'm bringing?
He'll know. I mean a lot to him. Please, bring me to him.
Are you Zolbardia?
No.
Do you want to grant Will a wish?
I just need to be with him.
When did Will lose you?
He doesn't even know he lost me.
Why should I bring you to Will?
He needs me.
Will doesn't need anyone.
You know that's not true. You more than anyone.
Well, who are you that he needs you?
Just bring me. Maybe we can all talk.
I'm not bringing Will near something that could harm him.
I'm not intending to harm Will.
Do you plan to give him a gift?
No. He'll be very mad if he finds out that you have me and he doesn't.
I don't know who you are. How can I bring things to Will and protect him if I don't know what I'm bringing him?
Not bringing him to him will put him at risk.
I'm not convinced.
Very well.
I could just throw you out the window over there.
Sure.
I suppose you'll find your way back.
I don't know if I will. I need to get back to him. I need your help.
How did you end up in my pack? You weren't there a moment ago.
I don't know. Did someone put me there?
Which one are you?
Oops. Sorry. You actually hear that one.
I heard a whip crack.
You heard this.
Whoa. Jeez. Is that your name?
The orb is silent.
Have you stopped talking to me?
The orb is silent.
I'm going to pick up the orb in one hand and the shot glass in the other and walk across the room.
Okay.
I want to look out the window over the town.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely nighttime now. Over a lot of the town, you see, you know, various pools of light from different lamps and that kind of thing. You can see the warrens off to the right in the distance, which are significantly darker. Mostly of what you're looking at across the river is Tinkertown, which mostly seems to be lit. You can see the university off, mostly straight ahead, a little bit to the left a little bit. And the river below gleaming in the moonlight.
Do the windows open?
Yep.
Oh, they do. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I open the window.
Okay.
We're right on the riverbank, right?
Pretty much, yeah. There's a little thoroughfare in between, but...
Yeah. What's your name?
You know one of my names.
Is your name? Are you Xantras?
No.
Are you Savnak?
No.
I don't think I can trust you anyway.
Don't you think Will wants his family back?
Isn't his family dead?
Some of them. For now.
For now. Oh, I think I've spoken to you before. Are you the one that brings the ancient dead?
Not quite.
But surely you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your companions or your brothers or your prison mates. They're more like cellmates, aren't they?
Yeah. You're closer to the truth.
Suppose I can't really get rid of you, can I? You'll just find your way back.
Maybe. Maybe I'm already with Will right now.
Then why do I need to bring you to him?
Maybe you don't.
Maybe you can find him yourself. I'll throw him out the window, down into the river.
Skaploosh.
Oh, good. I didn't even have to roll for it. It's an easy throw.
Yep. No question. Clear the thoroughfare below. Okay. All right. And now I'm going to get KT. So you can hop off for now.
Okay.
Hey, guys, quick note. During this private conversation beforehand, we had turned KT's mic off so there wouldn't be echoing when they had left. And when they came back, we forgot to turn it on. No! But we do turn it on shortly. Stick with it. KT tried to edit as best as they could. I think it's okay. But yeah, sorry, guys. Bye. Hello.
Hello. I thought they were all listening.
So you go back to your room.
Yeah.
And you're all alone.
Oh, my gosh. The best thing ever. Will hasn't been, like, alone in a room of his own for weeks, right? It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
He's going to take a bath.
Okay.
That would be what he probably takes a while to feel safe, but that would be what his goal would be.
All right. Yeah. Takes a bath, relaxes, soaks. Yeah.
And then that's it.
Okay.
Bring everyone back. Oh, God.
Is that true?
Do you want me to, like, do something?
You have time alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yes, that would probably be, like, the first thing.
Okay. Got it. So that's done. We won't describe that in detail.
No. But,
soapy body parts.
No, I'm not keeping any of that in.
Oh, you got to keep soapy body parts.
No, I'm not.
Anyway.
I get dressed again in, like, the same fucking clothes.
Yep.
And I'm very disappointed. But I think probably what Will would, gosh, I guess the biggest thing is putting the swirly ball on the bed or something and just being like, there's the swirly ball. That's the thing that I know that I have.
Plop it down right in the middle of your bed.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, great. I don't even have to touch it. Oh, no.
It's right there. Hello.
Oh, now you're just going to talk out loud? Great.
Maybe.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. Why shouldn't I just...
You've been ignoring me.
Yes. All right. I'm going to pretend I don't hear you. I say that out loud. I'm going to pretend I don't hear you.
Do you know where I am right now?
Hopefully trapped in that ball.
Huh? No, do you know where I am right now?
I look at the ball like I think he's trapped in this ball or something. What do you mean, where you are?
Do you know where I am?
Who are you?
Where am I?
What do you mean?
Where am I?
On the bed?
Nope.
In this ball?
Nope.
Okay, great. Cool. Fun.
I'm very close.
What?
I'm very close by.
What do you mean? You mean like... what do you mean? What are you saying? Are you in this hotel somewhere?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. Okay. Where?
Where do you think?
I don't know. He's going to grab the ball and put it back in his inner pocket and go out the door, I guess.
Okay. You go out the door into the hall.
Yeah.
The hall's empty.
Down to one of the rooms.
What room are you going to?
Whatever's first on the way down the hall.
So you go down and the closest one is the suite.
Yeah, then I knock on the door.
Okay. You don't get a response.
Oh, great. I pound on the door.
You don't get a response.
Okay, I go down to Gwen's room and I knock on the door.
You don't get a response.
Okay, I knock on a random door.
A face peeks out. It's an old man. Oh. What do you want?
Do I still... I probably look like myself. I guess I haven't disguised myself. Oh, hello.
What?
Just wondering if you have any ice or know where the ice maker is.
What?
The ice maker! You don't have ice makers here?
What are you talking about?
I know it's not your hotel.
Leave me alone, slam.
All right. I not go back and knock on the suite again.
You might want to try the door.
Open it? Yeah, I would open it if I could.
Okay. You open the door. And you see Bathwack holding a purple orb facing away from you.
Oh, fucking no.
And as you're watching, he hucks the orb out the window.
Wait, okay, do I feel my pocket? Is the orb still there?
So we're going to bring him back.
Okay. Oh my god.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, just me?
Just you. So
weird.
So you've thrown the orb out the window and you hear it kerploosh in the river below. And as you're throwing it behind you, you hear the door open.
Okay.
And you turn around and Will is standing there.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, wait. KT, your mic. I don't think your mic is on.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Oh, that's going to suck. I hope it will have picked
we'll
it
see.
Up.
We'll see.
We can just
fix
redo it, I
anyway,
guess.
It's fine. Not like,
okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Shoot. What was just said now? Did he say something?
All right. So Will walks in the door just as this is leaving my hand?
Yep.
All right. I'll turn around. Will,
another one.
I found another one of those orbs. It just appeared in my backpack. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. You found one? What did it sound like?
And you both hear laughter. Will, you hear it coming from your inner pocket.
Oh, man.
And Bathwack, you hear it coming from your bag.
Whoa. What? Wait, what?
So whoever I talked to wouldn't tell me their name, but I've heard the sound before. It's the sound of it sounds like a whip.
Oh, no.
And it told me that I had to bring it to you so that you could see your family. But
what?
But I don't trust these things. I don't think they're safe. I can't put you in danger. So I threw it in the river.
I don't think throwing things in the river is going to solve things.
And the laughter is still continuing.
Oh, you fuck. Is it in your bag still? Because that's what it sounds like. It's coming from... Oh, God.
All right, I'll walk back across the room and I assume it's right where I saw it the first time. I just reach my hand and I roll it back out onto the table.
Yep.
I still have my drink in my hand. I'm going to look at it and take another drink.
Okay.
And you guys hear kind of in stereo because it's coming from both places at once. Aren't you worried about your sister Vera? Aren't you worried about your daughter, Radiant?
What?
I don't have a sister. Will? Will, is it talking to you? Who is this?
Is it talking to you?
didn't just say Sister Vera. What else did it say? I don't have a daughter. Do you have a daughter? You have a daughter?
What? It said sister.
Wait a second. It said your daughter. What? You didn't hear that? It said your daughter. It said
your sister Vera.
And your daughter, Radiant? What is Radiant? You didn't hear that?
What did you say, Will?
It said, what about your daughter, Radiant? Okay, Bathwick has a daughter. So what does it mean? What is it? Was it talking about your daughter? What was it talking? What was it telling you? It said it needs to show me my family. What?
And you hear in stereo, just break me.
No.
Just break me.
No. I
do you have a sister, Will?
Yes, I do. Why?
It's telling the truth?
Is it telling the truth for you? Wait, what do you mean? I mean, I have a sister. You know, I have a sister, Madeline.
Who's Vera? Is she alive?
What is Bathwack doing with the globe?
I think he rolled it on the table. I don't think he's touching it.
Maybe I should pick it up. Let's see what happens when I pick this up, huh? I'm gonna walk over and try to pick it up.
All right, you walk over towards the orb.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna
reach out and take it because okay. I don't know what Will is planning on doing with it. Will, what is this? Who are we talking to? How do they know these things?
I don't know. I mean, you said you heard a whip crack sound. Sounds familiar to me, but I don't know what's happening. You're the one that made a deal with a glass orb, so
apparently you did too.
I didn't make any deal with anything this time around.
All right. And then so the door to the like bedroom in the suite bursts open, as does the door into the hallway opens.
Okay.
From the bedroom comes Rafina and from the hallway comes Gwen.
Okay.
You guys see Bathwack and Will standing in the main room of the suite. Bathwack is holding a glass orb filled with a swirling purple smoke.
Are you guys okay?
What's happening? What is wrong? There's something bad going on between the two of you. What is it?
I didn't do anything. He has a suspicious orb, and I'm telling him not to make any deals. And he said that I made a deal with something, and I didn't make a deal with anything.
Can I hear? I hear this in stereo, right? Will, where is that other voice coming from?
It's coming from my pocket, but it's no deal. It's just...
Why is it in your pocket?
We hear something from his pocket?
You guys don't currently know.
Hey, what is going on here? Because there's something bad. We're sensing something bad for the two of you, which is why I ran in here. What is going on?
Well, I haven't made any deals with anything. But there is a thing that has attached itself to me. I mean, not attached. I haven't tried to get rid of it yet because I was hoping that maybe Bertoga would have somebody magical enough to kind of help me with it.
Do you need a doctor?
Yes, kind of, I think.
But is it a wart?
I'm not sure I'm following.
Oh, God, this is so ridiculous. Because now Bathwax... Look at the ball that he has. It has purple swirls.
And you hear in stereo, Will's been carrying me around for days. And it's coming from the ball that Bathwick's holding and also from somewhere in the vicinity of Will.
There are too many voices. Are we going to have to pay extra for this room now? Why did you bring in all these creatures? What's happening?
Well,
what do you have?
I told you it's like a thing. It's, I thought it might be related to a dark power, and it probably is related to a dark power. If Bathwack heard a whip crack sound, which I didn't hear, but he heard a whip crack sound, and we all know, except for Gwen, we know what a whip crack sound means.
But why would you keep it?
Yeah.
Starts to lift his arm in the air with the orb a bit indecisively.
No, don't you dare make a deal. Stop! Put it down!
Well, wait, what's going on? Deals, what is...
What did it offer you guys something? Did it offer you something, Bathwack?
I don't... It didn't offer me a gift, if that's what you mean.
What did it say to you,
Will? About your sister. Did you hear that too? All we need to do is break this. And
you can have your sister back. Let's not do that. I don't think that's a good idea. Like, breaking this probably releases something real bad. That's a bad idea. Probably, right? It's probably trapped in there. I hope it's trapped in there. Because does it look like the glass ball that I got from that I had enchanted to help the kid in...
It looks exactly like that.
Okay. So,
which I told you before.
Yes. This ball, does anyone remember? This is the ball that I gave to that kid in Valaki. I pretended to enchant it. And I mean, I don't know if I ever actually said this to you guys. I pretended to enchant it so we could get information from the dumb kid that would trust us. Okay. And when we came back around, the thing was actually like shooting magic out of it. So
wait, I'm really confused here. So you put magic in these balls?
I mean, these balls, there's only one ball, here. I won't even say it.
Okay, you put magic in this ball?
Sorry.
Wait, but Will,
I'm rolling deception.
Isn't there something? No, but we hear the voice from two places. Where is it coming from?
Are you hearing voice? I'm saying it's like it's attached to me. Oh my God, this is getting like, I don't even know what to do. Okay, you guys are going to look at me like I was trying to do something behind your backs, but that is not what happened.
Isn't that what always happens?
What? No. I mean, like, I rolled a good deception, but I guess it's 17.
If anybody's trying to call him on his bluff, you can roll an insight.
No, I trust Will.
Too baffled by what's going on.
Gwen is confused and trusting at the same time. She's concerned because she's getting bad juju vibes that something, they were in trouble. So that's why she's here.
Yeah. So Will stops what he was saying and he points at the ball in Bathwick's hand. He says, that ball is the ball that it looks a lot like the ball that I...
What did you put in it?
Pretended? I don't know. It was just like a little spell to make it look magic, to make the kid give us information. I did not at the time. I could barely cast a lot of the things I can cast now. And then when we came back around, it was magic. He was using it to defend himself against people that were like roving through the town or something. Werewolves. I can't remember exactly what it was, but Will would. KT cannot. Werewolves? Was it wolves? Wolves in the town, I think. And people.
Saber-toothed tiger?
Yeah, there was also saber-toothed tiger. Yeah, lots of bad things.
What it was you were trying to convince him to rat out the person who stole the bones.
That's when I first did it. But when we came back around and it was magic, it was like when Valaki was all effed up, the walls were down and everything, and he was defending himself with the magic of the ball, which Will pretended to be like, yeah, I totally did that on purpose. Because what Will had said, Will say, I told the kid that it would protect him. I was lying. Yeah. But in the end, it did protect him. So maybe I wasn't lying. Maybe I'm just that great. But anyway, that's the ball right there. And I think a bad entity is inside it. And by I think, it's like pretty obvious. It's right there and it's talking to us and laughing at us. And it's an asshole and it made a whipcrack sound. And Bathwack has heard that sound before and so has Ravina.
Aren't you worried about your mother, Millie?
What the fuck? Stop talking! talking?
Aren't you worried about your wife, Alti Day?
What?
What?
Rafina steps right up to Will.
Hear it in stereo again.
I need to spell that.
From these two places.
Yeah, wife, Alti Day, and what was it? The other one?
Mother Millie.
Mother Millie. Okay.
Is his mother really named Millie?
Yes, it is, Millicent.
What do you mean, my mother? You fucking rock.
Rafina steps up to Will and reaches in boldly into his pockets. Don't mind me. I'm pickpocketing you. A bug told me to. I'm going to try to pickpocket you, and I want that something. That
I'm
voice.
I'm not letting her pick. Get away from me. You can't pickpocket me. Everyone's pickpocketing me today. No.
I have to roll something. What do I roll, Eric?
In this case, it's not sleight of hand. Because
it's heavy of hand. It's heavy of hand.
I guess just, I don't know how D&D works, guys.
Well, can I ask a question? So is Will, so Rafina said that she needs to try to pickpocket him. Does Gwen see Will backing away then from Rafina? Gwen would go and hold Will.
Oh no, he won't let that happen. Oh no, shit's about to go down.
Gwen's so much bigger
Will
than Will.
Will has such a problem with touch. Yeah, I know, but this is deep into his character writing. Will does not like that. Oh.
Meanwhile, Bathwack is backing up toward the window and he's holding the orb even more tightly.
Mm-hmm. And you all hear in stereo, just break me.
Don't break that.
It'd be so easy, Will.
What
and then
the
we
fuck?
Could see them all.
What does that mean? Just see them? Don't do anything.
Yeah, you guys are focused on Will, but you turn and you see Bathwack holding the orb aloft away from all of you.
Oh my god, Bathwack.
Bathwack, please put it down gently.
I have no idea what's going on here. I don't know anything about whip cracks or purple mist or anything like that, but Cowell and I are just getting a very bad sense of the situation here and feel that both of you are in danger. And I really think, Bathwack, you need to put that down and maybe not break it, please.
Bathwack yells and then smashes his shot glass on the ground and throws the orb out the window again.
The orb?
I'm worried that it's going to break. I'm
Go into the river. Into the river.
I don't know if this will work. Okay, well, Will's worried. He's going to cast Mage Hand and like be like, wah! Like he's trying to catch it. I don't know if I can.
I don't think in the time it takes you to cast it, you would be able to.
I
guess give me an Arcana check. If it's very good, you would have time.
Oh, God, I've been rolling really well. It's going to be like a one. Oh, wait, it did roll a one, though, so.
It's got to be like high. Oh.
What? Another natural one?
Oh, no. Will's going to, like, hit it. He's going to do it. He's going to, like, pull it back. It's going to land on the sidewalk down there and just shatter.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, my God. Then who broke it?
No, you,
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
You cast Mage Hand, and the ball continues on its trajectory unaffected. And Bathwack, you feel a small swat on the side of your face.
Oh, that's not so bad. Whoa. I thought you were going to shove me out the window.
Right. Oh, like I hit his face with the Mage Hand? Whoops. Whoops. Don't do that again. That was a mistake.
If that's bad, we can't just throw it out the window at people.
Right, I know.
I've already done it once.
You hear a sploosh in the distance.
Oh. Will is so distracted. I take this opportunity to try to take something to All right. try to figure out what's in his
Give
pocket.
Give me a sleight of hand.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you with Will's natural one, he rolled on his Arcana check.
Oh, you butthole.
Rafina, you find yourself in possession of a glass orb filled with purple swirling mist, seemingly identical to the one that just flew out the window.
Oh my god, how did that happen? It must have popped out.
Wait, do you even know that I have it?
Into my pocket. I don't know.
Well, I guess I don't know what you're doing with it. Are you just pocketing it or are you holding it?
I'm
like,
putting it in my pocket until everything settles down.
All right. Did I see that?
Nope.
I didn't see that happen. Okay.
Nope. You got slapped on the face.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So I suspect there's another one, but I haven't seen it.
Correct.
Okay.
And you're not hearing any laughing or hidden voices or anything like that.
No more voices.
Point.
I'm going downstairs then, because we can't leave something that nefarious around that anyone else could just pick it up.
At Bathwick, when did you first throw it in the river?
5 minutes ago.
Wait, how did you get it back out?
It just came back.
Is it going to come back again?
I'm going to walk back over to the bar. I sit down quite heavily and open my backpack.
Okay.
Is it there?
Not obviously.
Oh. It's not come back yet.
What, it just shows back up in your bag?
And then Bathwick crosses his arms on the table and just flops his head down on them.
Can I run over to the window and see if I can see it, if it's floating or if it sank? It's just floating. Glass floats!
It's a bar of Dial soap.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do, though. I'm still going to look.
Okay. It's kind of dark out there, so it's hard to see. Yeah. It's not like lit up by spotlights or anything like that. You don't see anything.
I reach for mine, and I guess I realize it's not there. Mm-hmm. Where did mine go? Okay, nope. What is happening?
What's wrong, Will?
Do you say it like that?
What's wrong, Will?
I am very distraught because this situation sucks. More bad crystals or glass balls are trying to make deals with Bathwack, and Bathwack isn't...
You say crystals, and you're looking at everybody in the room, and all of you realize, seemingly all at the same time, that Gwen seems to have a lot more crystals sticking out of her than she did a few moments.
Whoa!
Not moments, but since the last time you saw her.
Did you get a glass ball?
She's got crystals shooting out, like, at random intervals from all underneath her scales.
Yikes. Ow!
Sort of all over different parts of her body.
Very sparkly. No.
I mean, I feel fine. It doesn't hurt. Don't worry. It just, Cal and I were just chilling and this just happened.
It's the rock.
She's gesturing with her hands and you see that her claws are now, instead of these bone talons, they're these purple amethyst crystals.
Whoa.
These are pretty. She starts looking at him like, damn.
Gwen is slowly turning geological, guys. This is not good either, even though she looks pretty cool. That's probably can't be good. What if you solidify and you can't move anymore? What kind of glass ball did you make a deal with?
I didn't make a deal with any glass ball. The only thing I told you guys I made a deal with was Moondreamer, who I can't even talk to anymore.
That's probably because unicorns aren't real. Just kidding, I guess. I don't know if unicorns are real or not.
And also sheep are wheel.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, lots of bad things happening right now.
Well, this is concerning, but I'm not sure if this is bad.
It's got to be bad because it's happening all at once. And it's purple.
And we haven't slept yet. And...
And guys, the doors burst open and in runs Shimi.
Okay.
He says, guys, I have terrible news.
Uh-oh.
The race starts at 7 in the morning.
That is terrible news. Nice.
That's the worst news I've heard all night.
That wasn't his voice at all, but that's what he said.
Uh-oh, he's somebody else. Detect thoughts. okay.
Bed.
I think we have to find the, yeah, sure. Let's go to bed. Okay. Good night.
I still don't understand what's going on here, though. Like, Bathwick, are you okay? What did it do to you?
Didn't do anything to me.
Did it speak to you?
It wanted, yes. I asked it for its name. It wouldn't tell me. And it told me to bring it to Will, that Will needed it. He needed it to see his family. And I asked it repeatedly who it was, and I told it that I didn't trust it, and I wasn't going to bring something to Will that might harm him. And and then it made this noise. We've heard it before, this whip cracking noise. That was the only name it would give me. And so I threw it in the river. And the rest you saw, it came back.
What does this whip crack mean?
It's like the signature sound of an asshole that we met a while ago. That's a bad person or entity. It's not cool. But Bathwack, did you try at any point to come to me?
That's what it wanted, Will.
Yes, I know, but like, I'm a grown man. I can accept the things that involve me, okay?
Don't say you weren't tempted.
It sounds like contractually he was trying to protect you.
But
we could have broken that, Will.
We had an agreement when we were in the woods. Do you remember that at all? You were supposed to come to me.
What agreement?
Yeah, I am so lost right now. I mean, I'm looking fantastic, but I am so lost right now, it's not even funny.
This was a little bit different because that's what it wanted. It wanted me to bring it to you. I don't think we should give them what they want.
Will, what were you hoping for? What do you want it for?
I don't want it for anything. I don't want it at all. I didn't acquire anything. First of all, Bathwack's the one that had it.
Why are you
also
upset?
If I were to have one, I wouldn't have wanted it in the first place.
I heard two voices, Will.
Yeah.
It was talking from two places.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it has, I told you, a few days ago, it like just showed up and I didn't know what it was and it was talking.
Where?
It was a few days ago.
But what showed up? In what form, Will?
It was a voice that was talking to me, and it was trying to
disembodied?
Get me to. Yes, because it was, and it, I don't know. It was trying to. It was saying. It actually didn't really ask. Wait a second. What did it want? It was trying to offer me, or like trying to get me to do something, and I was like, no. I was holding on to it. I mean, I was
to what?
So you had one of these spheres too.
I mean.
Oh, I remember too. It's not Solberdia. I asked it. It's not Solberdia.
No, it's not. No. It is, I don't know what it is, but it was, I was trying to figure out, I was going to try to approach somebody who had magical powers. That's why I don't care about the Sooty Gang. It's why I don't care about a lot of this. Well, although, I mean, I was thinking that maybe if the anglerfish isn't just a fish and this whole thing is actually, like, it is really a god, like, maybe you could help me with it. But now, I don't know. It's not talking anymore, so I don't know what's going on. I don't see the one that Bathwack had, and I don't feel the voice situation that was happening with me.
I think we're way out of our league. I think we need the anglerfish.
Yeah.
And probably even more than that.
Well, it sounds like from what that nice lady said, there's these dark powers that you guys keep talking about.
They're as real as sheep.
But like, it sounds like somehow you brought the dark powers here to Six Rivers, and we probably should do something about that.
Yeah.
And maybe these gods around here can help us do something about it. Because I don't know anything about these dark powers, but they certainly don't seem like something that, you know, I feel out of my league with them too. I feel out of my league with a lot of stuff. We can't just knowing that they're here, just let them run amok or make deals with them.
I didn't make a single deal. I even tried to prevent Bathwack from making any deals. Okay? I tried very hard, and I don't know if I succeeded. But I don't want to make deals with them anyway. I don't want to make any deals. I just wanted to find out if I could do something with... hopefully it was a creature on land. I mean, preferably find a magic user on land that could help me. But I guess if I have to go in a lake...
Well, there are fewer things that can chase you into a lake. It cuts the number of pursuers in half.
It makes a good point.
There are probably monsters in the lake, like fish that can eat me, like giant fish. I've heard of carp in the Tivoli River, even.
Carp!
Or the Bufflin River is what I meant. Wait, is it the Bufflin River? Yeah, Bufflin! The Bufflin River! They're enormous.
You call it the Tivoli River in the part that goes
through Tivoli. Yeah, it's the Tivoli River where I am, so it doesn't really matter the other name. But, like, there are places where, you know, people dispose of certain things, and the carp grow really big there! They're huge! They can eat a human body whole. I don't know what that is.
Like magical waste?
Yeah. Or do you mean... I'm trying to ask, like, do you mean substances or do you mean, like, carcasses? Like, what is it that they're disposing of?
I don't know why I would know that information. I don't know anything about it. I just have heard the rumors.
Bodies.
Of these giant fish. Only heard rumors. It's like a legend, but I am pretty sure that there are giant carp, and in this giant lake, there's gotta be some giant, really bad stuff in there. Can't we go find like a magic cute little squirrel or something to go and help?
Well, I know someone magical who could help you, but I'm having some issues speaking with them.
Well, surprise. Probably dead.
Here's the
probably
truth. If you get eaten by a monster, you probably deserved it.
Oh,
and with that,
wow.
Rafina sweeps back to the luggage rack and unfolds it again and lies down and squeezes her eyes really tightly shut.
I like that you folded it up.
Yeah, I did. In my rush to leave, uh-huh. I was very neat.
Do you want us to wheel you somewhere, Rafina?
It's not the one with wheels. It's the one that you put the suitcase on with the straps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To keep it off the floor.
Oh, you don't want bed bugs. Good choice, Rafina. I get it.
Or lice.
Bethek looks like he gets this sudden burst of energy. He sort of sits back up. And then he actually smiles and he reaches out again and pours himself another... Well, he gets a new glass.
Yeah.
And pours himself another shot. And takes a sip and kind of turns back around to look at everybody. He just does that to make Will nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it makes him nervous.
No,
so
that's really
calm.
What he's... It's like he's just having some like conversation with himself and he just realized something. Maybe it's not the end of the world.
Why isn't it the end of the world? Did he say that out loud?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh,
no,
you didn't say that out loud.
Sorry, no.
No. To his face.
Okay, guys, yeah. Why is Bathwack so calm? What other spirits or something has he made deals with? The calm spirit?
Everyone, Shimi needs to go to sleep.
Oh, it's all right. I'll just go take Will's room. You guys can keep talking. I've got the key.
I grab him by his collar and I start going through his pockets to find the key. Will is not even, he's like not even laughing.
You
he's
don't
so
find
mad.
The key.
Oh, gee. And then I check my own pockets.
You have the key.
Oh, you fuck.
He's laughing.
You know what? You are a turd. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable with a glass, whatever. This is just great. Yep. No, you stay here, Shimi. I'm going to my room alone, I guess.
Will, I didn't make any new deals. I didn't make any new promises. I've held up my word.
Roll for insight, I guess. Okay. That's what Will wants to do. I mean, I think out of character, I don't think he has, but in character, Will is
19.
To scrutinize. Has he made any new deals?
You don't think you're being lied to, as far as you can tell. Judging from that turtly, whiskey-soaked face.
But maybe you shouldn't throw gods or whatever they are around when you get another one, because they seem to like to find you.
It's a god?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. What did you say, Bathwack?
I guess we have to be careful not to break them open or something. They seem to know a lot about you.
Well, if it's the swirl, I've like just been avoiding calling him this, because if I say it, then it's like he's back.
Did you say swirl?
The swirly man. Yep, swirly man, swirly man, swirly man.
Say it three times, he appears.
Oh, no!
We know, right? But we know that he's not. We know that he's not. We know that he's one of the dark powers, right?
I don't know. I assume, because he was related to Madame Eva and all of that stuff, but
So the swirly man is a dark power?
Something from the Amber Temple, we think.
Yeah.
And you guys made a deal with him.
I think I said this before, but don't judge me too harshly. He tricked me into entering into a crappy business dealing.
A dealing.
He tricked me.
It wasn't a deal. It was a dealing.
I didn't go and seek out some dark power. I was just living my life. I have a pretty sweet life. I never wanted to adventure. I don't have any desire to go off into foreign lands. I just want to be back in my town where I know how things work. And this thing, it tricked me. And I thought I was rid of it, and apparently not. So sorry, guys, but I wasn't trying to backstab you or anything. I just didn't know what to do. And I wasn't going to be like, hey, guys, here's something else to deal with all the other shit that we have to deal with. I wasn't about to like be like, hey, guys, here's more shit that we have to deal with. We already know that we're in trouble with the dark powers.
It's not just Will, though.
It's not just Will. You made a deal with him, too?
No, but Will's not the only one who made arrangements with dark powers while we were in Barovia. I mean, so did Lank, so did I.
You mean just because you accepted the gift? Said Rafina with her eyes closed.
Well, yeah, like that was, to be fair
and open and honest.
These voices.
I made the deal with the swirly man before I went to Barovia because I didn't even know what was going on. I just didn't.
So what was your deal with the swirly man?
It was so not explained at all. Okay, so like I learned about it as I went along, and I still don't know what the actual deal was, but basically he gave me powers. I didn't even know that that's what he was doing. I like had powers after I talked to him, and he was like, hey, do you need help? And I was like, yes, because I was about to get murdered. And I was like, yeah, I could use your help. And then he helped me, and I was shunted off to Barovia, and then I had magical powers. It was stupid. It was a trick. The guy's an asshole. I don't know where he is anymore because he was in my pocket. Now he's not there. And this is all bad. Okay? Like, now we don't know where these glass orbs are, or the crystal orbs, or whatever the fuck they're made out of. One's in the river, and one just vanished. Although I guess it seems like he was maybe thinking that he... I don't know. Okay.
We seem to have We seem to have broken some kind of wall between Barovia and our homes. I don't know, because things are changing and the dark powers are here.
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. I'm a little bit worried here. I've never been to Barovia. I've never been. I don't think that I've ever seen any of these dark powers. But you said that this swirly man gave you powers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he tricked you, though. And Moondreamer was really forward with me when they gave me my powers. So, I mean, it can't be a trick, right?
Wait, did Moondreamer... Are you saying Moondreamer is like the swirly man? Like, is a dark power?
No. Well, I'm just saying, like, the swirly man gave you powers, but, like, they tricked you and stuff into it. And you didn't want to do it, but, like... Moondreamer isn't a dark power and didn't trick me. It was very forward with... I knew what I was getting into. So Moondreamer can't be bad like that, right?
I have no idea. Maybe she's so evil. Oh, God. Guys, if Gwen made it... that's totally not me laughing. That was such a Will laugh.
Will's happy Gwen. For the first time
yeah,
in days.
Yeah, imagine Gwen... making a deal with like a dark power that she did. I'm sorry, Gwen. That's really funny because you don't even want me to steal from like a gang of owl face people who kill themselves. Like you are so against, like you're so against everything that's even remotely bad. And if Will like is gauging the room and he's like, I need to stop talking now. But I just personally think that's a little funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm laughing, but Gwen is not laughing.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, I think Will's, like, enjoying it, then he slowly realizes that, like, nobody else is enjoying that situation. Yeah, he's like, all right.
Gwen is looking extremely concerned and basically trying to talk herself into, everything's fine with her situation.
Gwen, give me a wisdom save.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not a good save for Gwenny. Wisdom.
Okay. You rolled a 16. Go on.
Go on.
I mean, my situation has to be completely different than your guys's.
I mean, you're turning into a geological discovery of epic proportions, so who knows? You could have made a deal with a rock golem spirit. I have no idea. Like, you really might be screwed.
No, I mean, it's I made a deal with Moondreamer. They are a celestial being. That's what they told me. Like, I have these great powers that they bestowed upon me to use. And I don't feel evil. Do you guys feel evil? How do the dark powers feel?
I don't think the dark powers are what make you evil.
I think we're so small. We're just playthings.
Oh. Guys, Bathwack is drinking himself into sadness. Bathwack! Give me a shot of whiskey so I can drink the rest so you don't get all sad and can't defend me.
Pour you one. Yeah, pour
I will
you
go
one.
And drink a glass
wow, Will's
of
having
whiskey.
Whiskey with me. Look at that.
Yes.
Now, this is how it works, right? They tempt you, right? That's how it worked in the Amber Temple, right?
Yeah.
They have a gift for you. It seems like there couldn't be anything wrong with having a gift. It makes you stronger. You can use it for good. But, well, we've seen there's more to it than that.
Don't be fooled.
I mean, I just... I mean, Moondreamer has to be fine.
Gwen. I mean, as long as the unicorn doesn't come in a ball shape, like one of those plush unicorns I've seen in some of the stands walking around Bear Toggle.
No, I mean, when I can get...
Oh, wait, they probably wouldn't have them if they don't exist, huh? Then we have them in Tivoli unicorn stands.
When I could get Moondreamer to come, I mean, they're a beautiful unicorn. I just, the last couple times I've tried to call Moondreamer, it hasn't exactly worked.
Meow.
Cow meows very annoyedly.
Okay, yeah. When cows tried to call Moondreamer.
I need to find an airship and fly home. This is just...
How can you fly home, though, when you know that there's dark powers here that need to be stopped, obviously, that you sounds like you guys brought in here?
They're changing our homes, Will. Like, look at Bear Toggle. I mean, even in that vision I had near the church, Bear Toggle looked totally different than this.
I'm kind of in a little bit of denial about that.
Who knows what your town is going to look like when we get there. I might not even want an apartment there. I mean...
Yeah, well, I mean, anything's got to be better than Gully's End. Am I right? I mean, everyone's got to agree with me there.
Watch, Gully's End is going to be this amazing place for Will. He's going to be like, I don't want to leave. I highly doubt it. Don't worry.
I bet it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not really built for battling dark powers. I'm just a normal human, okay? Like, the rest of you guys look at you with all your swords and shit. I'm just wearing a suit.
Oh, come on, Will. We're no match for them at all.
Why aren't we? I mean, I'm probably a little out of my league with them, but, I mean, we have to try, right? We can't just totally discount, say that we can't beat them. We have to try.
Yeah, we have to try. But we can't fight them. We have to find something else that can.
Well, I was going to say, that? Yeah.
They're gods.
Doesn't mean they're invincible.
Especially if some fat lizard can eat them.
Look at the quality of gods in this world or this version of our world. You know what I mean? Fish, and bugs. I think we probably could kick those dark powers ass, but those seem like the gods, and then there's dark powers battling the gods. So, like, the dark powers are more powerful maybe than these gods, which is what's concerning to me.
It would seem that way.
Yeah, I thought we had left the dark powers behind, but...
But I mean, come on, guys. They're no match for us. Because we're... What's our name again?
The Codemasters.
No, that's my name. I'm the Codemaster in the... Don't you guys have a name?
If we name ourselves, that means we're a group that has to stick together, Shimi.
All right, so what's our name?
The Cockblockers.
Batwack's real drunk, guys.
At this point, Will's probably drunker than Batwack.
I know. Like, doesn't eat any food and had one whiskey.
Shimi and the Shim Shams.
I love it.
We can't name the group after the new guy.
Oh, I don't hear you coming up with any better.
Oh, God, it's because I don't want to name us. Then we're like a thing.
I mean, if you want to just shorten it to the Shim Shams, you could do that, but we'll all know what it means.
No! Somebody develop something different. But I'd rather be Bathwack and the gang than Shimi and the Shim Shams. Although KT loves Shimi and the Shim Shams, by the way. I love you, Shimi and Shim Shams. It's my favorite name ever.
But Will, is it the most horrible thing to be around all of us and to work together and help each other?
Yes.
Gwen, that's his way of saying he loves us.
No!
It is.
I'm going to my room all alone.
Oh, it finally worked.
Did it work?
16.
Deception. Nobody thinks I care about them at all.
Rafina does.
No! But Rafina's a thief.
And a serial killer. Don't forget.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Hmm.
Well, I need to get some sleep.
Why don't you crawl under the bed?
I'll go
sleep under there. Get the fuck out of my room.
I'm the only one that needs a bed, so I'll take the bed somewhere, and you guys can figure out our name. If you can't come up with something better than Shibi and the Shim Shams by the morning, I guess that's got to be it. Oh, but remember, God. The race starts at 7.
I will be sleeping.
It doesn't sound like you will be.
Shimi stretches out on the couch and falls asleep.
Oh, like immediately.
Yeah.
Do you want a glass of warm milk, Shimi? Will says.
I'll take a whiskey.
Didn't he already have one?
Yep.
I gently balanced the remainder of my glass on his chest.
Aww.
He's asleep. He just stays there.
Oh, that's so cute. He's
there all night. I love it.
Oh.
And we'll see if it tumbles to the ground and spills precious Bufflin whiskey.
Oh, no.
Next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think I probably have a quarter of a bottle left.
Nice.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.